Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
Single best idea. And across 3 hours of broadcasting this morning, 7 to 10 a.m. Wall Street time, what a set of cross currents. Yes, we're looking at tech earnings. Tim and Carol will have that this afternoon across all of our properties, Microsoft and Google. But all of a sudden, economics can get in the way. That's the power of economics. Something will come out and there'll be a big decision. And I want to take 30 seconds here to nuance this. Clearly, the consensus of the people that we spoke to was this report was not as grim as a positive 1.6% statistic. That's sort of, there's been different phrases for it over the decades, but it's sort of edge of recession. It's not. And the answer is that all those imports coming in from abroad to a buoyant American economy, buying those imports, coming in from abroad in the algebra of GDP, diminished the number. And the domestic numbers were actually much better than positive 1.6%. So that's the backdrop here. We're going to talk to Anna Wong here in a moment of Bloomberg Economics. But before that, and before the GDP report, Ben Laidler, excuse me, I'm gasping, it's an exhausting morning. Ben Laidler of eToro has just been outstanding about rationalizing your desire to stay in the stock market. Here is Ben Laidler, a little bit on Europe, but much more on a faith in equity investment.
So we just talked about Europe, fantastic cyclical story, less good structural story. I think the US and big tech remain fantastic structural stories. You know, we may have baked in high valuations and high earnings right now, but I think they will continue to deliver as we use, you know, more tech, as they have these huge moats, as they have these sort of strong, you know, balance sheets. And so, yes, I will be trimming back on big tech to look at the more economically sensitive, cheaper bits of the world. But I think the U.S. and big tech is absolutely fine.
Many views on that towards what Ben Laidler's saying. I should mention there's others going the other way. Phil Comer was in well-timed futures, or I think Dow futures were negative 200 on their way to negative 600. And Phil Comer really takes a different view, just saying enough of the huge rally in big tech. I'll let you decide. We don't have an opinion here of what to do. We just bring you the different voices.
Nobody ever says make it complicated. That is why Nationwide makes simplicity a priority by providing financial professionals with straightforward, client-ready resources. From clear strategies to help clients meet retirement savings and income needs, to ways to cover rising healthcare costs and more. Nationwide simplifies planning so more time can be spent helping clients. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Anna Wong is out of the Chicago Combine and is head of U.S. economics for Bloomberg. She's done some really nuanced stuff. She's like everybody else. She's been right. She's been wrong. But what's interesting about Anna Wong is she'll turn on a dime. And here is a single best idea from Anna Wong is she has to recalibrate given the nuances of pretty good GDP, but also this really concerning higher service sector inflation. Anna Wong of Bloomberg.
I think our after having 4 months of data, we have decided that even though we did see from yesterday's revised data that payroll is likely negative in the third quarter, I think Powell's pivot in December was so powerful that it staunched a lot of the emergent recessionary dynamics in the third quarter. And right now, we have revised up our first half of the growth path and also inflation path to be stronger. And I think what we need to see from Powell next week is a bigger hawkish pivot in order to get inflation back on a path of disinflation, given that the strength right now is due to his pivot in December.
There it is, Eric. I'm sorry. All we're going to hear about for the next 5 days is hawkish pivot. A dovish pivot, hawkish pivot. That's a phrase. Anna Wong uses the phrase. So do a lot of other people. What does it come down to? Go back. And one of the advantages of single best idea is you can go back, and I will commend to you, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, Lindsay Piazza of Stiefel was brilliant, and the hawkish pivot in mincing no words that this is a Fed that has to raise rates. She mints. I can't wait to see what Lindsay Piazza publishes at Stiefel over the next coming days, maybe out 1 week or so. Of course, the important inflation numbers that we see tomorrow, we'll have this for you at 8:30 tomorrow morning. But the point here is, maybe that's the new phrase off of the debris that we saw today. Hawkish pivot is well in play. A buoyant domestic economy, interesting trade dynamics, and service sector inflation that is not transitory. There, I just said the dreaded T word. All I can say is Apple CarPlay, Android Play, we're out there. Download the Bloomberg Business app. It's free. This has been a huge confusion. Do I have to pay for Apple CarPlay? No, it's free. It's really building out well. And there's so much more you can do there across all of the Bloomberg podcast world. On YouTube, superb audience today. Thank you so much for the live chat out on YouTube. Brand new, you go to Bloomberg Podcasts on YouTube, and precisely at 7 o'clock, the computer gods bring up our list of guests for the next coming hours. That's very cool. We've had a lot of requests for that. We're trying to listen to what you want here out on YouTube at Bloomberg Podcasts. Thanks so much to Ben Laidler. Thank you so much, Dr. Wong. Thank you so much to Jim Caron and others on short notice. Single Best Idea on Apple Podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.